So today is very special occasion. It's Nityananda Trayodashi. It's 13th day of waxing moon of the month Magh. So we will be celebrating Nityananda Trayodashi, the appearance day of Nityananda Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Balaram himself. So we'll be reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is Adi Leela, chapter 5, verse number 208. Please repeat after me. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we are reading from Adi Leela, chapter 5, verse 208. Please repeat. Prema Matta Nityananda, Kripa Avatara, Uttama Adhama Kichu, Nakare Vichara. Prema Matta Nityananda Kripa Avatara, Uttama Adhama Kichu Nakare Vichara. Translation. Because he is intoxicated by ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy, he does not distinguish between the good and the bad. Next verse, please. 209. Ye aage padaye tare karaye nistara ata eva nistarila mohena durachara. He delivers all those who fall down before him. Therefore, he has delivered such a sinful and fallen person as me. So these two verses are being spoken by the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And he is mentioning the glories of Nityananda Prabhu. So he is saying that Nityananda Prabhu is always intoxicated by ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy. He does not distinguish between the good and the bad, meaning that he does not look for the qualification. He is distributing the love of Godhead, love of Krishna, without any reservation and without any qualification. So, today on this auspicious day, I would like to start glorifying Sri Nityananda Prabhu by first begging the mercy from all the assembled Vaishnavas, especially the senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada and all of you. By your mercy and blessings, I may be able to speak something in the glorification of Nityananda Mahaprabhu. So as we know, Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna's first expansion is Balaram. That is the first bodily expansion of Shri Krishna. And Balaram and Krishna, they are both called as the Supreme Personalities of Godhead. And according to Srila Prabhupada, both the personalities are exactly equal in terms of qualities and opulences. But Srila Prabhupada talks about two differences between Shri Krishna and Balaram. First difference is in the bodily complexion. Krishna's bodily complexion is like Ghanashyam. He is like a rain cloud. His bodily complexion resembles that of a rain cloud. Whereas Balram's bodily complexion is like a newly formed spring cloud. So he is whitish. So that is the first difference Srila Prabhupada has given to all of us. And second difference is, one is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the mood of accepting service, who is Sri Krishna. And the other is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in the mood of rendering service. So both are Supreme Personalities, but the mood is different. So whenever Krishna appears in this world, along with him, his brother Balram also appears. So in Treta Yuga, when Lord Ram appeared, his younger brother, Lakshman also appeared. And Lakshmana's quality was that he was constantly looking for service to please Lord Ram. Lakshmana, Lakshmi Sampanna, Bahir Prana, Gata Iva. The only treasure that Lord Lakshman wanted was to serve Lord Ram. And he was always thinking as if his life air was moving in the form of Lord Ram. So he was thinking his life was Lord Ram. And you know, when Lord Ram was exiled because of the promise his father Dasharath had given to Kaikeyi, that time Lakshmana was against this. He didn't want Lord Ram to go to forest. He was ready to kill his own father. He said, I don't care, but I don't want Lord Ram to have any trouble. And this time, in this incarnation, Lakshmana came as a younger brother. That's why he had to always listen to his elder brother, Lord Ram. So in Ramayana, there are many occasions where Lakshmana did not want to do something, but just because he was younger, he couldn't do much. Just like when when Sita was kidnapped by Ravana and they were searching, that time Sugriva made a promise that he will help to regain Sita, but he forgot the promise. That time Lakshmana was angry and he wanted to kill Sugriva, but Lord Ram said no. No, so he gave him another chance. When Sita was regained, that time Lord Ram wanted to test her chastity. And he gave the job to Lakshmana. He asked Lakshmana to light the fire. And, you know, later on, as Ramayana progresses ahead, you see that Lord Ram, because just a washerman had a doubt in the character of Sita, just because he produced a doubt, Lord Ram decided to banish her. So he asked Lakshmana, even this, you know, such a tedious job, he gave it to Lakshmana, that you have to take Mother Sita and you have to take her to the ashram of Valmiki. So many things happened which Lakshmana did not want. So he decided that any time after this, I will incarnate with the Supreme Personality, but I will always be elder. I will not be younger anymore. So the next time when Krishna came, we see Balram appeared. And Balram was, this time he was elder. And he had at least some control over Krishna. Like when the battlefield of Kurukshetra was declared, that time Balram decided that me and Krishna will not lift any weapon in this war. And Krishna had to follow that. Though Krishna was not really completely in agreement, but he had to follow because that was the order of his elder brother. The same way, in the age of Kali, around 550 years back, Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Balram appeared as Nityananda Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda Mahaprabhu appeared around 12 years before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is said, Rajendra Nandana Je Shachisuta Hoilo Se Balram Hoilo Nithai. who was formerly the son of Nanda Maharaj, he has appeared as the son of Shachi Devi, and Balram has come as Nityananda. So today is the appearance day of Nityananda Prabhu. It means that we are worshipping the Adi Guru. He is the fountainhead of all the Guru Tattva. From him, all the Vishnu Tattvas, all Vishnus are also coming from him. He is also the source of Ananta Shesha. And he is the active principle in both creation and Leela. He is the second body of the Lord. So it is said, Ek Mahaprabhu, Ara Prabhu, Dui Jana, Dui Prabhu Seve Mahaprabhu Charan. Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But there are two more Vishnu Tattvas who came as devotees, Nityananda Mahaprabhu and Advaita Acharya. They both are also Vishnu Tattvas, but they are in the mood of servant. So Nityananda Mahaprabhu appeared in the year 1474 in a small village called Ekachakra in Radhadesh in West Bengal. He appeared on the auspicious 13th day of waxing moon in the month of Magh. That's why it is called Magh Shukla Trayodashi, which is because of Nityananda Mahaprabhu's appearance. It is later on called as Nityananda Trayodashi. So after his appearance, all the poverty and famine and all the calamities and distresses within the area of Radhadesh disappeared, and it became a flourishing land. His mother's name was Padmavati and his father's name was Hadai Pandit. So when Nityananda, he was also fondly called as Nitai. So when he was little, he always liked to enact the pastimes of Lord Shri Krishna and Lord Shri Ram and different pastimes of previous incarnations of Lord Vishnu. As a child, he did not engage in any, you know, so-called plays. He always wanted to absorb himself in the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So sometimes he and his friends, they would perform the cowherd pastimes of Krishna with his cowherd friends. Sometimes one would become Krishna and, you know, they would perform Govardhan Leela. Sometimes some of the friends would act as cows, and some used to take them to, you know, they used to herd them. And the same way, they used to play all this time. But the most favorite of the pastimes was when Nityananda Mahaprabhu once, he and his friends, they tried to enact the pastime of Lord Ram building the bridge over the sea. And that time, they were going on and on and on, and then all of a sudden, one of the friends, he said, I am Ravana, and this is my weapon, Shakti Shail, and now I am hitting at you. So he hit a lotus flower at Nityananda Mahaprabhu, little Nitai. And Nityananda Prabhu, he was acting as Lakshman, and he fell unconscious. If you know what happened in Ramayana, so when Ravana had used the Shakti Shail weapon, Lakshmana was unconscious, and Hanuman had to go and bring medicinal herb for Lakshmana. So here, Nitai fell unconscious, and it appeared that he had no life symptoms. So people started to gather, and his mother and father also came, and they thought, what happened to our little Nitai? And there were no life symptoms, and they started to cry, they fell on the ground. And later on, many more people came and they were asking the boys, what were you doing? What happened? And how this all happened? So the boys started to say that we were doing this drama, and all of a sudden, when this boy in the guise of Ravan, he attacked then he is fallen unconscious. Then another boy said, "Oh yes, Nityananda had already informed us that if I fell unconscious, so the Hanuman has to go and bring the Sanjeevani Bhuti." So when they acted that pastime, then Nitai got up. And then everybody was happy, but his mother and father, they got serious that what kind of absorption this little boy has in these pastimes. And sometimes they used to observe that Nitai had different realizations and he had intense absorption into these pastimes, and sometimes he used to enact pastimes which nobody knew. So people used to ask him, "Are you making up these pastimes, or these are the pastimes which we do not know about?" And he used to say, "These are my pastimes." So little Nitai was everybody's favorite, and entire village of Ekachakra, everybody loved him. And all the elderly people, they always wanted Nitai to be on their lap. And all the friends, they always wanted to associate with Nitai. And his father was highly attached to him. He never used to go anywhere without Nitai, because he used to always think that one day Nitai will leave him and go away. So everywhere, to the market, to the farming, he used to always take Nitai with him. But one day, in the village of Ekachakra, when Nitai was 12 years old, a sannyasi came and he stayed for one night in the house of Hadai Pandit. And he and Nitai and Hadai Pandit, they were discussing the pastimes of Krishna. And this sannyasi saw that this little Nitai is different. He is very divine, and he could feel that he is not an ordinary person. He could understand that he has a divine identity. So when sannyasi was supposed to go, he thought, "I cannot go without Nitai." He instead asked his father, Hadai Pandit, that "I have a request, that I am going on a pilgrimage and I want your son as a servitor. So this is my request, that you give me your son because I am going on a pilgrimage." And this really broke the heart of Hadai Pandit, because they were all attached to Nitai so much. But according to the custom and tradition of those days, nobody could deny anything to a sannyasi. That was the custom. If a sadhu comes to the house and if he demands something, then you have to fulfill the desire. And the same we see in the pastime of Lord Ramachandra in Ramayana. When Vishwamitra Muni came in the kingdom of Ayodhya, first the king Dasharath, he offered his kingdom to Vishwamitra. And then Vishwamitra returned it back. He said, "I don't want your kingdom, I want your son." So Dasharath could not deny, though he was immensely attached. The same happened with Hadai Pandit and his wife. They both were heartbroken, but they couldn't deny. They had to give this little Nitai to this sannyasi. So when the sannyasi left with Nitai, they were heartbroken. And Hadai Pandit practically became like a madman in, you know, ecstasy of separation. Some people say that sannyasi was Lakshmipati Tirtha, who is guru of Madhavendra Puri. Thus, Lord Nityananda left his house when he was 12, and from that time he became avadhuta. He started to travel. He was not staying at one place. So he started a pilgrimage. He went to Vakreshwar, Gaya, Kashi, Mathura. Then he went to Gokul and he went to the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And he started to cry profusely because he remembered his pastimes as Balaram. Then he went to Dwarka, Kurukshetra, Ayodhya, Sri Shaila, Himalaya, Badrikashram, South India. During this travel, by the divine arrangement of providence, Nityananda Prabhu met Madhavendra Puri, and they both saw the ecstatic loving sentiments in each other, and they both fell unconscious. They both could understand the divine identity of each other, and they were ecstatically associating with each other. So Nityananda Prabhu traveled with Madhavendra Puri for a few days, and he accepted Madhavendra Puri as his guru. Later, Nityananda Prabhu left for Rameshwar, and then he came to Jagannath Puri and stayed there for a few days. Finally, Nityananda Prabhu came to Vrindavan, and he was staying there for many years. And he lived in Vrindavan, enjoying the sporting in the water of Yamuna and playing with the children in Vrindavan. So all this time, you know, it has been 20 years since Nityananda Prabhu left his house. He left his house when he was 12. So by this time, he has been simply waiting. He never preached anybody. He was simply waiting for Sri Krishna to appear. And he wanted, when Krishna would appear as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he was simply waiting for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to inaugurate the mission of Sankirtan. He did not want to start before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurates. So all this time he did not preach, he just wanted to wait. He could understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken birth already, and still he was only waiting. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation from Ishwar Puri in Gaya, and he came and he revealed himself and he started performing Sankirtan ecstatically, and he was chanting and dancing all the time. He got the support from all the devotees, and they started performing Nagar Sankirtan. That time Nityananda Prabhu understood that this is the time, and then he started to Navadvip. He came to Navadvip and he hid in the house of Nandanacharya. He did not reveal himself. He was hiding in the house of Nandanacharya. So, in the morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand that there is a presence of a divine personality in Navadvip. So, next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after finishing his worship of Lord Vishnu, came and he started telling to the Vaishnavas, Taladhvaja ekaratha sansare rasara asiyara hilaratha amaraduyara. Last night I saw in my dream a chariot marked with the flag of a palm tree, the chariot of Baladev himself. In the chariot was a Mahapurush who was searching for my house. And that divine personality in the chariot was asking, where is the house of Nimai Pandit? Where is the house of Nimai Pandit? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sent Haridas Thakur and Srivas Thakur to search for that personality. He said, go to the house of all the Vaishnavas. Go to the house of everyone and try to find that personality. Because he was feeling the ecstasy. Because he could understand that his eternal brother has appeared and he is soon to be united with him. So Haridas Thakur and Srivas Thakur went out searching. They searched for 9 hours, but they couldn't find Nityananda Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, come on, follow me. So he started Sankirtan. He started chanting, congregational chanting of Krishna's holy names, and they started to perform Sankirtan, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took all the Sankirtan party in the house of Nandanacharya. When the devotees reached the house, they saw Nityananda Prabhu seated in the veranda of the house. When Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda saw each other from a distance, just by seeing each other, they fell unconscious right on the spot. after some time, when they got up, they came a bit close and they saw each other, they fell unconscious again. When they got up, they embraced each other, and because of ecstasy of that embrace, they again fell unconscious. So that was the divine first meeting of these two divine, eternal brothers, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Mahaprabhu. So at this time, Nityananda Mahaprabhu surrendered himself to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, "Now onwards, my life is yours. You make me dance as you wish." So he surrendered himself completely to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by this time, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, Srivas Thakur, and so many devotees had already joined Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan party. Now Nityananda Prabhu also joined them. So Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, because these two personalities were very expert personalities. They were very expert to preach to people according to time, place and circumstances. Like we see, Narad Muni has this very great quality of preaching to different people according to their mentalities. Like when he saw Dhruva Maharaj, he challenged him. He said, "You are just a little boy. It's better you go home and you come back when you grow up, because you are just a child and some animal will attack you." He challenged the ego of Dhruva, because he saw that Dhruva had that ego problem. So he challenged it, and that way Dhruva became devotee. For Mrugrari, Narad Muni said, "You are killing these animals and you are not killing them completely, you are half killing them. Who is responsible for these sinful activities? You go to your family and you are doing this for your family, right? So you go to your family and ask if they will share your sinful reactions." When he went, they said no. So that way he became devotee. The same way Chitraketu Maharaj, Narad Muni brought his dead son back to life and preached through him. The same way Advaita, the same way Nityananda Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur, they are considered to be expert preachers. Also Advaita Acharya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them an instruction. He said that, "Suno suno Nityananda, suno Haridasa, sarvatra amar ajna karah prakasha." He said, "Listen, O Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, you go to door and each door, you go to each house and then you tell the people my message." He said that, "Jagatera pita Krishna yena bhaje bapa, pitri drohi patakira janma janma tapa." Krishna is the father of the entire universe, and anyone who does not respect his father is sinful, rebellious, hence subjected to miseries birth after birth. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You preach to the people in general, whoever you come across, jara dekha tarkaha, Krishna nama upadesh." He said, "Bolo Krishna bhaja Krishna laha Krishna nama, Krishna mata Krishna pita Krishna dhana prana." Go and tell everyone to chant Krishna's names, worship Krishna and sing glories of Krishna. Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father, Krishna is the wealth of your life. Prati ghare ghare giya kara ei bhiksha, bolo Krishna bhaja Krishna, Krishna kara shiksha. Please go door to door and beg them, please chant Krishna's names, the Mahamantra. Serve Lord Krishna and learn the teachings of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is asking Balram, who is this supreme, who is the original guru, Adi Guru. He is asking him to go door to door and beg these conditioned souls to please beg and please take the name of Krishna, because it is for your own good. Otherwise, you are suffering in this material world for time immemorial and you don't even know that you are suffering. So he was asking them to please go and beg these people. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur used to go door to door. One day they saw two brothers, Jagai and Madhai. Those were completely in the state of intoxication. And they inquired about these two personalities. Who are these? And from some of the people around, they found out that these two are the most fallen people in the entire creation. Because they said that there is not a single sin that these two brothers have not committed. So everybody used to keep away from these two personalities, Jagai and Madhai. But when Nityananda Prabhu heard this description, he became more ecstatic. He thought, this is the biggest opportunity for us. If we convert these two sinners, then the glories of Lord Chaitanya will have no bounds. That is our mission. We want to spread the glories. So we should convert these two brothers into Vaishnavas. To this idea, Haridas Thakur reacted that you are younger than me, I am older. If these two people attack, you will run away, but I cannot run. So Nitai still did not listen to Haridas Thakur. He still approached the two brothers, and they, as expected, came, they charged to beat them. And that day they ran away, both the Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. But the next day, Nityananda Prabhu again saw these two brothers. And he decided to approach them. He approached them again. He started to beg them, please, take the names of Krishna, chant Krishna. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. But hearing that, Madhai got very angry. And he hit Nityananda Prabhu with his drinking pot in the head, and blood started flowing from his head. Seeing that, Haridas Thakur ran towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And here Nityananda Prabhu still was begging these two brothers, please take the names of Krishna, you are going to hell and Krishna will protect you. And that was becoming too much for Madhai, and he charged again to Nityananda Prabhu to hit him. But this time Jagai stopped him, and Jagai said, this is not proper behavior. He is a saintly person, so this is not right behavior. And by this time Haridas Thakur had reached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he conveyed all the incident. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rushed to the scene, and as soon as he saw the blood coming from Nityananda Prabhu's head, he became very angry. He called, Chakra, Chakra! He called his Sudarshan Chakra. And on the spot, Sudarshan Chakra appeared there. And seeing that gigantic form of Sudarshan Chakra, these two brothers, they started shaking. Then they understood that these two personalities, they appear to be simple and common, they are divine. That time, Nityananda Prabhu started begging Gauranga Mahaprabhu that, please do not kill them. This is Kali Yuga. Here, you have not come to kill the demons. You are supposed to deliver them. Because if you start killing them, then you have to kill everybody. Because practically everybody is breaking the principles. And he was begging, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that whoever will hurt my devotee, I cannot forgive him. Then that time Nityananda Prabhu said, but this Jagai is a good person. He actually stopped Madhai from hitting me again. So hearing that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became pacified. And he embraced Jagai, because Jagai stopped Madhai from hitting Nityananda Prabhu again. So he embraced him, and he gave him Krishna Prem. And Madhai was watching this, and Madhai was feeling that now, you know, now it's going to be my turn. So he fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and started to beg.
Again and again, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I cannot forgive you because you have committed Vaishnava Aparadha. So he said, the only possibility is if you beg forgiveness from Nityananda Prabhu. If he forgives you, then only I can allow you. I can give you the mercy. Then Madhai fell at the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu forgave him, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his mercy, Krishna Prem, to both the brothers. And it is said, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced these brothers, because of the sinful reaction being eliminated, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu absorbed all the sinful reactions, his bodily complexion changed from golden to, he became blackish, like Krishna. And it is said, that time, Chitragupta, who is the associate, assistant of Yamaraj, he thought that, what is happening? Because he has been writing the records of sinful activities of these two brothers for years and years, and there were heaps and heaps of the records of sinful activities, and now he has to scratch all of that because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has delivered them. So he went and told this to Yamaraj, that now, because of these two brothers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Mahaprabhu, they have started delivering the souls of Kali Yuga who are so sinful. If they go on like this, then we will be jobless. Who will go to hell if they go on like this? And when Yamaraj saw that, it is said Yamaraj fell unconscious. But then when he came back to consciousness, he said, don't worry, even if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they are giving this mercy without any reservation and without looking for any qualification, there will be a class of men who will commit sinful, who will commit Vaishnava Aparadha, offenses to Vaishnavas. And those people who will commit Vaishnava Aparadha, for them we will have our job secured. So he was telling that there is no need to worry, don't panic. There will be people who will be committing offenses to Vaishnavas, and those will still be going to hell. Later on, after this pastime, Nityananda Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya, they were discussing, and Lord Chaitanya revealed his internal desire that nowadays many of the people are still criticizing me, and because they are criticizing me, they are ruining their spiritual life. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and by criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these people are creating hell for themselves. So my intention in coming to this world to deliver all the sinful people, all the conditioned souls, will not fulfill if I allow them to commit offenses against me. So he said, I should take sannyas now. Because if I take sannyas, then naturally, even if somebody is low caste or high caste, somebody is sinful, somebody is Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra, all of the people will be bound to bow down to me. Because according to the Vedic custom, whenever you see a sannyasi, you are supposed to bow down. So, knowingly or unknowingly, they will bow down unto me. And with this, they will gain. They will be freed from all their sinful reactions and they will be delivered. So, Nityananda Mahaprabhu didn't want Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, nobody wanted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why should he take sannyas? But still, when he came up with this argument, nobody could deny. So Nityananda Prabhu arranged for sannyas ceremony of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Jagannath Puri, and he started his travel by Jagadananda Pandit and Nityananda Prabhu's company. So they were also accompanying. That time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was carrying the sannyas danda, which was the one single danda, because he was ekadandi sannyasi. So that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped to bathe at a place. and Jagadananda Pandit was carrying the danda of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Jagadananda Pandit wanted to go and beg alms. So he gave the danda to Nityananda Mahaprabhu to just, you know, keep it safe. And that time Nityananda Prabhu thought that why should the Lord of the universe, Krishna himself, why does he have to carry a danda? So he broke the danda into three pieces. And when Jagadananda Pandit returned, he saw that the danda was broken into three pieces. And he reported the same to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu apparently became very angry. He said, Nitai, you are acting like a crazy. You are acting like a madman. For a sannyasi, the only possession that he has is his danda. And you have broken my danda. You have taken that away from me. And the danda is supposed to be worshipped because it is considered to be having all the demigods. It has the existence of all the demigods. So it is supposed to be worshipped and you broke it. But Nityananda Prabhu wanted to show to the world that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He is not bound by the social customs. And also, according to the traditions, Tridandi Sannyas is considered superior to Ekadandi. So Nityananda Prabhu, that's why he broke into three. And he also wanted to show to the world that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not bound by any rule. So internally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was happy, but externally he manifested the anger to Nityananda Mahaprabhu. Later on, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing in Jagannath Puri, he ordered Nityananda Prabhu to go to Bengal and, you know, preach there. You don't have to come to Jagannath Puri and stay with me. You can preach in Bengal, and whenever you want, you will find me close to yourself. And he ordered Nityananda Prabhu to liberate Bengal, and he asked him to preach there. And he ordered Nityananda that you should get married. And Nityananda said, no, it is not possible. I am avaduta and you are sannyasi. That why are you, despite being sannyasi, asking me to get married? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that to reach more number of people, if you become a grihastha, then it will be easy. Because I am a sannyasi, I have a limitation to the number of people I can reach. So you should take you should get married. That was the order Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu married Janava Devi and Vasudha, the two daughters of Suryadas Surakhel, who was the brother of Gauridas Pandit. Nityananda Prabhu later had a son named Veerachandra and a daughter Ganga Devi from Vasudha. But soon after, Vasudha passed away. So Janava Devi looked after the children. So Janava Devi is very prominent and very famous Vaishnavi during that period of time. So in that during this time, Janava Devi became very famous, and she was a very prominent Vaishnavi, and she was also instructing spiritual master of Shamanand Pandit, Srivas Pandit and Narottam Das Thakur. And she also, it is also said that she initiated Veerachandra, and she established a very preeminent position of woman in the Vaishnava tradition. So Nityananda Prabhu has right now he is staying in Bengal and preaching and staying with his wife Janava. So during these all times, Nityananda Mahaprabhu has delivered so many Vaishnavas, and he has brought many
devotees who later on became great acharyas. He brought them to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For example, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was born in a very rich family. He was as good as a prince, and he was married to a very beautiful girl. And his father and uncle, they were millionaires, multi-billionaires. And it is said that his opulence was equal to the opulence of Brahmaloka. And despite having such a beautiful wife and so much of opulence, Raghunath Das had no interest in material life. He didn't want to continue his family life. He wanted to achieve the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, he was trying to escape from his house, but his father and uncle, they wanted Raghunath to live with them, and they wanted to give all the property and business to Raghunath, and they wanted him to carry it ahead. But Raghunath, because he did not have any desire, he was trying to escape. And just to stop him from escaping his house, his father had guards and, you know, fighters outside his house so that he won't escape. And despite that, he was always trying to escape because he wanted desperately to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one day, Raghunath Das Goswami came to know that Nityananda Prabhu is coming in Panihati. And that place was very close to his house. So he decided to go there. He took the permission of his father and he went with the guards and he met Nityananda Prabhu there. And he told Nityananda Prabhu that, Nirvighna Chaitanya Paiya Kara Ashirvad. Please give me the blessing that I would achieve the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without problems. Because right now I am having so many problems. I want to achieve, but I am not able to get the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu points to Raghunath Das and he tells all his associates, because that time Nityananda Prabhu had thousands and thousands of followers and they were all staying, you know, at the bank of the Ganges in Panihati. So he points Raghunath Das and he says that this boy, he has the opulence equal to the opulences of Brahmalok, but what to do, he has no interest in that opulence. He simply wants to serve Krishna, renouncing everything because he has achieved the fragrance of the lotus feet of Shri Krishna. And that's when Nityananda Prabhu recited the famous verse, Krishna Pada Padma Gandha Ehi Jana Paye Brahma Lok Adi Sukh Tare Nahi Bhaye. Anybody who has achieved the fragrance of the lotus feet of Shri Krishna, he will never have any interest in opulences of even the Brahmaloka. So Nityananda Mahaprabhu asked Raghunath to make chiradahi, the chipped rice and yogurt. And he asks him to serve to all his associates. So because he knew that Raghunath Das is very rich, so he asks them to make arrangements of prasadam for all his associates. And Raghunath Das agrees and he makes the chiradahi, and that's a very famous festival that is celebrated even today, which is called Panihati festival. So he satisfied all the Vaishnavas and later on he gave them golden coins and he satisfied Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu gave him the blessing that you will soon achieve the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he put his lotus feet on the head of Raghunath Das. And by mysterious arrangement of Krishna, Raghunath Das, after a few days from that incident, he escaped from his house and he ran towards Jagannath Puri. He was running continuously day and night for 12 days, and that's a
that's like a record. In just 12 days he reached Jagannath Puri and he united with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The same way there is an incident, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he was living with his brother in the beginning when he was just Krishnadas. And he was living with his brother in Katua, and his brother was a Vaishnava, but he was not a follower of Nityananda. He never appreciated Nityananda Prabhu, though he liked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one day his brother arranged a Sankirtan festival and he invited all the different Vaishnavas all over the world. And that time a disciple of Nityananda Prabhu, Meenaketan Ram Das, arrived there. But the brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj did not show any respect to him because he did not appreciate Nityananda Prabhu. That's why he did not show any respect to his disciple. But to this, Krishnadas became very angry at his brother. And he said that you worship and honor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but don't honor Nityananda. Your spiritual life will be ruined because of this. I can't stay with your home anymore because you are going to be doomed soon. Because you are... Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can never be achieved without the mercy of Nityananda Mahaprabhu. So simply because Krishnadas Kaviraj honored Nityananda Prabhu, he honored the disciple of Nityananda Prabhu, Meenaketan Ramdas. That night, Nityananda Prabhu came in the dream of Krishnadas and he told him that I am very pleased with you and you don't have to worry about anything. Tonight, you leave this house and go to Vrindavan and you will attain everything there by my mercy. Thus, by the mercy of Nityananda Krishnadas, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Krishnadas went to Vrindavan and he united with Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. And then later he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita and he became famous as Kaviraj Goswami. So he became Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami just because of the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So Krishnadas Kaviraj writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Chaitanya Lilar Vyas Vrindavan Das. He doesn't take any credit of writing, being the author of the different pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says the real Vyasadeva is Vrindavan Das. This Vrindavan Das is the last direct disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. He also wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat and Nityananda Charitamrita. So, even the most fallen and rejected people can achieve Krishna Prem by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So, in this context, there is one short pastime. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi and he wanted to go to South India and he wanted to start the pilgrimage, and by the request of the devotees, he accepted Kala Krishnadas as a servant. And he took Kala Krishnadas and he went to South India, but there was a group of Bhattaharis, the people who used to take help of women to allure people, and they used to hypnotize them and they used to make them join their Bhattahari Sampradaya. So they had this type of cult. And to this Kala Krishnadas became a victim and he got allured by the woman of Bhattaharis and he deviated from the service. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know, he went to that place of the Bhattaharis and he rescued Kala Krishnadas. He dragged him by his hair and he brought him back. So in this context it is said, Sei bhakta dhanya jena chhadi prabhu charana, Sei prabhu dhanya jena chhadi nija jana. So the greatest devotees are those who never leave the association of their master. And the greatest master is the one who never gives up his subordinates. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not give up on Kal Krishnadas. He brought him back. But he wanted to show to the world and wanted to teach a lesson. Because he was acting as a sannyasi, so he wanted to be strict. So when he came back to Jagannath Puri, he asked Kal Krishnadas to not serve him anymore. He said that now onwards you are free. Now you don't have to serve me. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected Kal Krishnadas in one sense. But this Kal Krishnadas was still engaged in the service by Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu still gave him very meaningful service. He asked him to go to Navadvip and inform Shachimata and all the other devotees that Lord Chaitanya has arrived from South India. And later on, Kal Krishnadas always stayed with Nityananda Prabhu all his life. So even though apparently it appears that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected Kal Krishnadas, but Nityananda Prabhu accepted him. So it is said that the lotus feet of Nityananda Mahaprabhu is, it can be, it can give shelter to any fallen person. Even the person who may be rejected by Krishna himself, even that person can find the shelter in the lotus feet of Nityananda Mahaprabhu. So I will recite only one verse and we will stop. This verse is in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 8.23. It says, Nityananda balite haya Krishna premodaya aulaya sakala anga ashru ganga vaya. Simply by discussing the glories of Nityananda Mahaprabhu, one awakens his love for Krishna. Thus, all his bodily limbs are filled by ecstasy, and tears flow from his eyes like the waters of the Ganges. So Lord Nityananda is mercy personified, and the presence of Lord Nityananda can always be felt by anyone in the presence of his own spiritual master, because spiritual master is considered to be the embodiment of Nityananda's Shakti. So, in the life of Srila Prabhupada, we see the same principle, that he always wanted to serve his spiritual master, and he had only one aim, that he wanted to fulfill the instruction of his spiritual master. He was told that you have to print books and preach whenever you get money. And Prabhupada did this all his life. Even though he had challenges, but he never forgot the instruction. And all he wanted was to serve the spiritual master. So in the same way, if we keep hanging and keep serving the spiritual master and keep serving the mission of Srila Prabhupada, then by this service to Guru and Prabhupada, Lord Nityananda will be automatically happy. He will be pleased. And when Lord Nityananda Prabhu will be pleased, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be pleased. So this is the way to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'll stop here. Anybody else? Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nityananda Mahaprabhu ki jai. Nityananda Prabhu Trayodashi Avirbhav ki jai.